A few weeks ago, Elphinstone Logging Focus, ELF, and Living Forest Institute co-organized a walk in Reed Road Forest. Over 50 people showed up. Shell Neufeldt talked about the Forest Walk series they are hosting around Mount Elphinstone, and then Ross Muirhead, trail creator extraordinaire, reviewed the history of 1313 starting from when the 1906 fire razed it and many other areas, a controlled burn on Leek Road led to the Mammoth Fire, to the present. The forest grew back naturally and has become remarkably biodiverse, with the many native coniferous and deciduous trees occupying the upper canopy with a well-developed lower canopy of ferns, salal, Oregon grape and huckleberries. The forest had long been recognized on early maps as a watershed reserve and has always been earmarked on the Elphinstone official community plan for protection. Despite that, BC Timber Sales, responsible for overseeing the logging of some crown land, has this forested slope in their sights to log. Due to community pressure, logging has been deferred several times. ELF's Hans Penner reminded people of the important benefits of an intact forest, particularly the extensive root system that holds the land and water in place, preventing erosion and excessive runoff. The people in attendance agree this is a forest worth much more standing than the few temporary jobs and relatively insignificant stumpage fees collected if it is logged. Erosion protection, significant CO2 storage and habitat provided by the rare forest adjacent to the community is irreplaceable. With so little native forest left, it is obvious from the turnout for the walk that many agree this 120-acre forest be maintained for posterity. Are you concerned about green waste dumping? Many residents have contacted the Elphinstone Community Association, ECA, lately about this issue. Even though there is a free green waste disposal right in Elphinstone, 915 Henry Road, some think it's acceptable to simply dump their waste at the end of roads, like at the bottom of 7th Street, and over the slope between Swallow and 9th Street. Perhaps they are unaware that such waste can quickly spread invasive weeds, and lead to clogged up streams and slope instability. One person said in an email to the ECA that trucks have been seen backing down 9th Street to dump green waste. You can call the RAP line at 1-877-952-7277 to report green waste and other dumping. Another resident requests that the SCRD to put up signage at these places. Many turned up for the ECA summer social at Chester House last weekend. The weather offered up the perfect temperature as people sat outside, socializing safely. ECA Chair Rod Moorcroft commented how everyone enjoyed the relaxed atmosphere of meeting friends and new neighbors, adding, "I am always impressed with the richly diverse backgrounds of folks here in Area E." Several people even participated in a rain dance on the Chester House lawn, and I note that within 24 hours we did get rain. Coincidence? I think not. Have your say at author.ggnielsen@gmail.com.